Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, and thank you for inviting me to your homes this beautiful Sunday morning. This is the beginning of a brand new year, and I want to say Happy New Year, and I hope that this year will bring you the best. We do not know what this year may hold, but we do know who holds this year. God said He holds us in the palm of His hand. So let's trust Him and just let the world go right on by. Let's not worry about it. Let's don't be concerned about it. Let's just live every day because God said if He give it to us, then we should rejoice and be glad therein. So we're going to do this song for you. I hope you enjoy this one. This one says, I got peace in the valley.
I'm tired, I'm so weary, but I must go along till the Lord come and take me away. Oh yes, where the bees from the wild, they will be led by a little child. And I'll be changed, Lord, change from this creature that I am. Oh, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace, Lord, in the valley for me. Yes, I pray. There'll be no more sadness, no sorrow, oh my Lord, and no trouble. I'm gonna see nothing but peace, peace in the valley for me. Oh yes, for the bees from the wild will be led by a little child, and the lion he shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, and the beast from the wild will be led by a little child, and I'll be changed, Lord, change of this creature that I am. Oh, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There's gonna be peace, Lord, in the valley for me. Yes, I pray. There'll be no more sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I'll see nothing but peace, peace in the valley for me.
Yes, we know not what is on tomorrow, but we do know who holds tomorrow. This could be the very year and that we pass from this life. But anyhow, I was thinking on New Year's. I'm very sorry that we got messed up on our New Year's. The station was closed. I couldn't get my Christmas program on. I had to play it last Sunday, so this is a New Year's program today. But I was just thinking that we don't know what is on tomorrow. and we hope for the very best. We got to trust God and just put our front feet forward and move on for God. And I appreciate everyone who's already written to me this week and the beginning of a brand new year. And I hope that we can continue this ministry this year. So let's go right now and listen to this song right here. I hope you enjoy this one.
Think back to the time when Jesus saved your soul. Remember the joy when you gave Him the control. But if time has removed the peace that you knew then, oh, well, He's calling you back to the place you began. Child, why do you wonder out in the darkness away from the world? Comfort in closeness, so run just as close as you can. Well, I know I've been redeemed, for I've been to Calvary, though sometimes I falter, I may fail His will to see. But forgiveness, it's all mine. In Him I will rejoice, because I'm one of His sheep, and His sheep know His voice. Why do you wonder out in the darkness away from the cold? Child, child, there's comfort in closeness, so walk just as close as you can. Child, child, there's comforting closeness, so walk just as close as you can.
Remember that we are God's children. Paul was very quickly to speak about his little children, and I believe that we are the children of God. I believe that if we've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are His little children. I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for you this morning. I hope that you're intending to stay with me this year, and let's continue to go on. As long as God says go, we will continue for the Lord. Going to go right now and listen to one by Martha. Hope you enjoy this one. She says, even the valley.
A mountain, a trial of stone, down in the valley I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse. But God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth.
Even the valley is higher ground, Satan can't touch. touch me, for God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground.
I've soared with eagles and I fall in low. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just where life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere.
Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher ground.
Well, Martha lifts our spirit every time we hear her sing. She was a good singer and a good Christian woman, and I appreciate her. I miss her. She's been gone now 11 months. She'll be gone a year in February. It doesn't seem that long, but anyhow, she is in the presence of God right now and singing with Heaven's Choir. So let's go right now and go to Hallelujah Square.
Well, I saw a cripple. He was dragging his feet. He could not walk as I do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Well, he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we're all gonna have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, His glory we'll share. And you'll not see one cripple on Hallelujah Square. Well, I saw a blind man, he's tapping along. He's pressing his way as he moves toward the throne. I said, my friend, I feel so sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm going to see just like you. Well, I saw an old man, and he's grasping for the last breath. I knew that very soon his eyes would be closed in death. But he said, my son, don't feel sorry for me. Cause you see, up in heaven, there'll be no death, no crying, no sighing for me. I'll see all my friends up on Hallelujah Square, and what a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing, we'll praise Jesus, His glory will share. And you'll not see one sad one in Hallelujah Square. You'll not see one happen in Hallelujah Square.
Today, and than we've ever been. The weather's cold. We've been cold, and I know that I hope you're comfortable today, this morning. I hope you got that cup of coffee and sitting there listening to Brother Tommy. I appreciate the letters I've received from James and Louise and Betty Joe and Little Earn. I call him Little Earn. I hope he understands what I'm saying. And Bobby and Alicia Coulter, appreciate their letters. I appreciate everything that comes in to the broadcast. That kind of inspires me to just keep on going, because with your help and your support, we're just going to keep on keeping on for the Lord this year. So let's remember Carol and Ann Cole. Hope they're doing well. Hope all of you are looking forward to a brand new year. This is supper time.
When I was just a boy in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I would hear my mother call and said, "Oh son, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lean the fires. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at night." Well, one day beside of her bedside I was kneeling, and angel's wings were winging in the air. She heard the call for supper time in heaven, and now I know she's waiting for me there. In visions now I see her standing yonder, and her familiar voice I hear once more. Well, the banquet table's ready up in heaven. It's supper time on the golden shore. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lean the fires. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
Yes, sir. This could be the very last year of our life. I thought on New Year's, it was so cold that they canceled the service up at Red Sulphur, but anyhow, I thought I was going to preach on the very last day of this year, and could be the very last day of our life. What if Jesus would come? I thought about Shouting Maggie. I remember Shouting Maggie down in Hominy Falls. I was lost down there. I was taking a charge of churches down that way, and I pulled over to his house to find directions, and I pounded on the door, and the lady come to the door, and I said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but I'm lost." She said, "Tommy Mounts, you're not lost." And I said, "Well, how do you know me?" She said, "I listen to you on the radio," and she Shouting Maggie. And well, anyhow, to make a long story short, I had revival down there, and Maggie came. and came to the revival, and she said, "Well, I want to come to this revival." She told her son, she said, "I'd love to go and hear Tommy preach one more time," she said, "before I leave this world." So, and she didn't feel like coming, but she came and shook hands with everybody in the church. And she said, "Now, Brother Tommy, if I'm annoying you," said, "I'll sit down and shut up." I said, "Shouting, Maggie, you just keep on shouting. I'll keep on preaching." So Maggie went home after the service, shook hands with everybody in the building, went home, sat down in her chair with her Bible on her lap, and went home to be with the Lord. So what if the Lord would come today? What if Jesus would decide to take your life? You know, the Bible said life is like a vapor. It only appears for just a little while. And you know, I've been in this ministry for a long time, and I preached a lot of people, but I've also preached a lot of funerals. I've seen people who have gone on to be with the Lord, and I've got more friends on the other side than I got on this side. And I'm not bragging about that. It's just a plain fact, because the Bible says appointed unto us once to die, but after death, the judgment. So, hey, don't get hooked on this old world, because this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures, they're laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And yours is too. If you're ready to go home and be with the Lord, then just wait for Him, because He will come and get you in His time. Well, let's go to the message now.
And the Bible says, "And at that time the whole world spoke with one language, and everyone used the same words. As people moved from the east, they found a plain in the land of Babylonian, and they settled there. They said to each other, 'Let us make bricks and bake them to make them hard.' So they used bricks instead of stones and tar instead of mortar. Then they said to each other, 'Let's build us a city and a tower for ourselves, whose top will reach high into the sky, and we will become then famous. Then we will not be scattered all over the earth.' The Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the people had built. And the Lord said, 'Now these people are united. All are speaking in the same language. This is only the beginning of what they will do. They will be able to do anything they want to do. Come, let us go down and confuse their language, so they will not be able to understand each other.' So the Lord scattered them there all over the earth. And they stopped building the city, and the place is called Babel, which means confusion, since that is where the Lord confused the language of the whole world. So the Lord caused them to spread out from there over the whole entire world." Father, your word for your people, honor, and all the people said it, amen. Let's go back to the beginning of that scripture. The first words that I called your attention to that was written in the 11th chapter, because we go from a great disaster to this point. But sometimes we have a tendency to overlook the years that elapsed between this time. Now notice it said, "and at this time." And you know, when I began to study this, those words jumped out at me at the point that I had to go back and I had to begin to look at what time he's talking about. So I went back and I looked the genealogy up of Noah, this man who had found favor in the eyes of God, who had found grace in the eyes of God. And I began to look at his age timeline. And when I looked in Genesis 7 and 6, I noticed that when the floods came, Noah was 600 years old. 600 years old. Then I also noted that if Noah has been recorded as of preaching 120 years, and if my mathematician is just right, I would subtract that from 600. And then I would determine that Noah was 480 years old when God called him to build an ark. Now, don't you old folks think you get too old to do anything, okay? Because here's a man that's 480 years old, and God has called him to a task that sounds and seems to be impossible. But he's going to be moved because God has asked him to build him an ark. Now, another startling fact that I found out about this, when I read over in another passage of Scripture, I found out that it was the second month and the 17th day when Noah began to build the ark. And when I look at that, I realize that that's on my birthday. I was born on the second month and the 17th day. Now, isn't that startling that this would all happen at that time? I'm sorry, that's when the flood came, on my birthday, and it's been flooded ever since then in the Mounds family, but don't just forget that part. But then I read over in Genesis 9 and 28 that the Bible said that 350 years has expired from the time of the flood. So now, Brother Noah is 950 years old and died. Now, they think Social Security was in trouble today. You just imagine what it was like when he signed up at the age of 62 years old. But this morning, we want to talk about the Tower of Babel, the Tower of Confusion. They were all with one language, and they were all in great unity and understanding. As a matter of fact, the Bible said every one of them spoke the same language. There was such great unity. Doesn't that sound like Acts 2? They were all in one mind and in one accord. Well, I begin to question, then why would God be concerned with a people like that? I mean, come on, think about it. Here's a people who were a group of people in one mind, in one accord, the same language.
I will meet you in the morning, just inside the eastern gate. Then be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest with you it be too late.
I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning,
just inside the eastern gate over there.
I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning over there. If you hasten off to glory, coming in the morning, show your love and love.
Dear, I see my time's come to go. I'm going to pray for you, Father. I pray for my unseen audience. I thank you for the support that I received last year, and I thank you this year, God, because you said that you were able to do that abundantly and above whatever we expect. So we're expecting a great ministry this year. We hope that souls can be saved, that people can be healed, can be touched by our ministry. And God, with their help and their support, we'll carry on this ministry. I thank you for the past year. I pray for a special blessing upon this broadcast. In Jesus' name I pray. My address is Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Who did you say was it talking with the lawyers?
Goodbye,
tell me, who did you say it was it talking with the lawyers?
Goodbye,
come on and tell me who it was you saw a talking with the lawyers.